Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the Commanders make move number three of the day, if they do, you'll hear it right here first on 106.7 The Fan. We're keeping all eyes on Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and this newly put together front office, which has signed Dorrance Armstrong, defensive end, Tyler Biadasz, center, both from the Dallas Cowboys this afternoon. By the way, I was just looking this up. Kirk Cousins goes back to Minnesota this year. That should be entertaining. And the Atlanta Falcons are coming to D.C., so he'll be playing in his old stomping grounds twice over. It is time for the Beltway Blitz 425. We'll get you up to speed on everything going on in free agency. Let's spin you around town. How about those Caps? All it took was a sell-off, and they start lighting the lamp. 10 goals in their last two, outscoring the Penguins and the Blackhawks 10-1. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10. They're playing much better hockey. Ben Raby of the Caps Radio Network is with us. I mean, what should I take out of this? The Penguins stink. They're getting blown out by everybody. The Blackhawks are one of the worst teams in the league. Should I mention that, or should we just party about the 10-1 last two games?
Yeah, no, they've played well the last two games. Look, you could have said the same thing last Sunday when they hosted the Arizona Coyotes, right? A Coyotes team that has spent much of the year, you know, lower down the standings, had lost 14-15, and the Capitals, you know, quite frankly, laid an egg against Arizona last Sunday. So they didn't do that this past weekend against Chicago. That was one of the talking points around the team, the fact that, yes, they had that big win in Pittsburgh on Thursday night. Now you got to make the most of it. You can't afford a letdown. And they didn't on Saturday. It was very much a carryover. So that's encouraging. And I think equally encouraging is the fact that, yes, they did lose that game to Arizona, I referenced, but you look a little further back, as you noted, they've won 7 of 10. They've collected points in 10 of 13. And objectively speaking, it's still an uphill climb. They have much work to do to get into a playoff position. But to their credit, unlike Pittsburgh, who are seemingly, you know, throwing in the towel on the season, this Capitals team, to their credit, they're chugging along. They're trying to make things interesting.
Well, they certainly are. I mean, the road trip they embark on starting tonight is a doozy. So what would you consider impressive? What would be good enough for them to actually have a legitimate chance at the playoffs, do you think, coming out of this thing? They're at the Jets, who are really good tonight in Winnipeg. Yeah. Then at the Oilers, Kraken, Canucks, and Flames before they get back home.
Yeah, it's tough. It's 5 games and 8 nights here. Some pretty stiff competition, be it Winnipeg, be it Edmonton, be it Vancouver. They're facing some big boys here. You know, you'd like to get greedy. You'd like to go above 500. Do they need more than 5 out of 10 points here, given the ground they still have to make up? Probably. I say, you know, if they could come away 500, you know, like I said, 5 out of 10 points, I would still take that. I think, Grant, the fact these are interconference games, you know, they have some big games on the other side of this. They still face Philadelphia again. They face Tampa Bay again. They face Detroit twice down the stretch. In other words, the teams immediately ahead of them. So these games are important to keep pace in the standings, but I think the more important games, if you will, are still on the other side of this five-game road trip.
Alex Ovechkin, while they've scored more goals and gotten hot, he's been much better here in the second half. But in terms of the four-goal output against Chicago, six goals against Pittsburgh, did score one of those, but it's not like he's been on a heater. What are we seeing? It does seem like just the quality of hockey, his involvement on the offensive end, has been pretty helpful.
Yeah, the power play itself is doing much better, and obviously he's a big part of that. One of the top power play units, I think ranked third overall going back just over a month ago, February 10th. And the other thing I've noticed of late, you credit Hendrik Lapierre. Kid's 22 years of age, first-round pick going back a few years ago, just recalled a few weeks ago from AHL Hershey. And the kid, Lapierre, he's bringing all kinds of energy to that top line, and he's having fun, and he's bringing speed and creating opportunities. And I like the way Lapierre is playing with Ovechkin, and what I mean by that is it would be very easy for a 22-year-old like Lapierre, who grew up an Ovechkin fan, it was his childhood idol he shared with us, it would be very easy for him to constantly defer to Ovechkin, to constantly feed the big man. He's doing it when it's appropriate. He's shooting when it's appropriate, talking about Lapierre. And I think he's earned some respect here from the big man, from Ovechkin. I think the two of them are feeding off each other very well. And, you know, as Lapierre has played well, I don't think it's a coincidence that Ovechkin has played well, and they go hand in hand. Ovechkin is playing well, and Lapierre seems to be feeding off that as well. So you credit each of them. Seems to be a good pairing we'll see again tonight.
Yeah, Hendrick's playing his butt off. That's been fun to see. Nine guys now under 26 years old on the ice night in, night out for the Capitals. Ben, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yes, happy free agency day, Day.
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 Grant, free agency day.
Dave on your free agency day. Ben knows. He's all about it. Good to catch up with him. Let's talk basketball. If the Wizards win one more game, it's going to be called a winning streak. It has happened before. 112-100 over the Hornets on Friday. 110-108 over the Heat yesterday. Miami's pretty good. They're over 500, and they still beat them. Ava, what on earth is going on?
I think they remembered that they can actually win basketball games on Friday, honestly. I think that's what it was. That was a pretty gutsy win where they needed to pull it out in the fourth quarter, and they went down to the Heat and they said, oh my gosh, we can do this. We can still do this. I think a big part of it was mental, and a big part of it was Tyus Jones.
Yeah, Tyus Jones has been playing really good ball. 16 dimes to go along with 12 points in his 38 minutes against the Heat last night. What'd you see?
I saw not a lot of turnovers, which is exactly what this team needs. They've been struggling with late game execution. There's a very, very slim margin of error for when they are trying to win games. So they need a guy exactly like him. And it's been interesting since Jordan Poole kind of started coming off the bench, and he's been playing point guard late in the game. And Tyus Jones said, wait a second, I'm still here. I'm still the point guard. Don't forget about me.
Speaking of Jordan Poole, cooled off a little bit here more recently, but he did turn things around after going to the bench. I know we had John right after he originally got sat, and you talked about his frustration. He was pretty vocal about saying he didn't necessarily think he deserved to be benched. How much did that change his season?
It changed it entirely. And you know what? I haven't asked him if he's still disappointed about that decision, but he's definitely playing a lot better. And it's kind of like talking to a different player in the locker room, honestly. Whatever the Wizards were trying to do with this move, it was mostly to kind of jolt him back to being himself. And that has seemed to work. Even when he cools off or doesn't have the best games, he's able to do much more of the action that he likes to do, play the way he wants to play. It's really showing. He's kind of stepping up, being a much more vocal guy for the Wizards as well.
Ava Wallace of the Washington Post covers the Wizards. We saw Corey Kispert play just about 40 minutes last night, scored 22 points, and he did other things. It wasn't like he was just getting ball, shoot ball, right? Six assists, five rebounds. What do you make of his development this year, areas where he's made the most strides, and how much more is in the tank, do you think, for Kispert?
Yeah, I think he's one of actually the kind of quiet success stories. I would count him and Denny Avdia among those two who really kind of made the new player development stuff that the Wizards have done since this new front office took power in June, really made it work for them. He got a lot stronger over the offseason. He got a lot more flexible over the offseason, which helps him in one-on-one defense, which gives him confidence, That's letting him drive to the rim a little bit more. He's not just a catch and shoot guy, but defenses do still respect him that way. So he's opening up a lot of driving lanes, and there's just a lot left, I think, of Corey Kispert's game to unlock. Remember, he stayed in college for 4 years. Like, this is a guy who's kind of old, but he's still got a lot of growth left in the tank. He is going to be a very, very valuable piece, either with the Wizards for the future, or should they ever decide to make a kind of a big move. Him and Denny are going to be the guys to watch for sure.
Yeah, Denny Avdija, 16-10 in his 35 minutes in the win over the Heat. Bilal Coulibaly in double figures at 11 points in 36 minutes as well. State of the Coulibaly Union, please. And has he mentioned that he met our producer Ryan on the street in D.C.?
He hasn't mentioned, but I'd love to hear that story. I hope he was nicer to you guys, at least to Ryan, than I was that time I ran into you guys.
No, way nicer than you were, for sure. Way nicer.
Bilal is still doing really, really well. He's still on track for exactly kind of what the Wizards wanted out of him. He was always going to take a little bit of a dip, I think, not just because he was a rookie, but because of the guys that they had him defending. And, of course, he's in the starting lineup now, which is another big challenge. But he's kind of trucking along. I'm not surprised that it's been a little bit quieter on his front. But, you know, he was coming out of that kind of really weird pelvic injury. But, he's still just having a great rookie season, just happy to be there.
Ava, thank you very much. We are happy to be here talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
You as well. All right, let's keep the blitz moving and get to the gridiron. It is the day the Commanders spend money to get better day. Michael Phillips, Odyssey Richmond, joins us now. Miguel, two moves so far. Tyler Biadasz, new starting center. Dorrance Armstrong, new starting defensive end. What do we think?
Yeah, Biadasz is probably the more important one, right? Because you view everything through the lens of they're taking a quarterback at number two, right? Or at least we assume they are until further notice. What are you going to do to help the quarterback succeed, right? And center is the guy who's got his hands up his butt on every play, right? To put it nicely, that's a relationship that's really important in the NFL. And this is a guy that obviously Dan Quinn feels can help whoever the quarterback is grow and develop and learn. A veteran presence who's seen a lot of blitzes, seen a lot of things. And obviously the pass rush, all those were expiring contracts last year. They're looking at KJ Henry and a lot of spare parts right now. So certainly can't accuse them of not addressing positions of need.
What do you make of the defensive end position where, to your point, I mean, they obviously had to go get somebody, but they chose Armstrong, familiarity with Quinn over maybe Huff at just a little bit less money. You know, what do you think they believe the upside is for Armstrong? And then do you think they're done spending there? Is the other edge they bring in a draft pick, or do you think they could still go sign another veteran?
Yeah, I know everybody still gets PTSD around here when you talk about spending big on free agents, but honestly, I was kind of hoping they'd spend big at defensive end. I thought it was the time to do it. And then you watch the Eagles do it. It's kind of, you don't win and lose games today. I got to remind myself of that. But I was kind of hoping they'd pull an Eagles and maybe bring in some name talent. And I think it was a position where they could have afforded to make that leap. On the other hand, this is very clearly Adam Peters' team, right? We're seeing that throughout the process, the decisions to release guys a couple of weeks ago, the decisions to stockpile the draft picks to play for the future. And big signings help you now. Guys who you grow and develop help you later. And so I do think Adam Peters is signaling that he's playing a long game here. Not that they're not going to try to win this year, not that they can't win this year, but he sustainable success is that buzzword, right? He keeps talking about we're not trying to build to win. We're trying to build to win for a long time so we can win year after year after year. I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind.
So we know Biadasz is the starting center. Cosmi is the right guard. We think Wiley will still be the right tackle. And then they've got an opening at left tackle and probably a vacancy at left guard. What do you expect to get done elsewhere?
Yeah, and you got Stromberg who can maybe slide over to guard, but I don't know that anybody feels great about like penciling a third-round pick who didn't play much in his rookie season as your starting guard today in the middle of March. Left tackle's the interesting one, right? Everybody's, they'll draft a guy. Like, it's not that easy, Grant. You know that. If you use a number two on a quarterback, you're not taking your second swing until Friday night, until 36 and 40. I don't know that there's a lot of day one impact starters hanging out in that spot, particularly on the offensive line. I remind everybody, Morgan Moses, who had a very dependable long career here, he was not great his first season. Offensive linemen take time, need that first season to acclimate and learn the ways of the NFL. You talk to any college coach, they tell you the systems they're running in college right now just don't resemble the NFL at all. It's a big learning gap on the offensive line. These guys are spreading so much in college football. You watch some college football games, offensive linemen could do jumping jacks and not hit each other. That never happens in the NFL. So it's a big jump, a big leap. I'm watching that position closely, just like you. I'm very curious what they're going
to
do there.
All right, let's say they make one more splash, so to speak, today, and they bring in another starter. What position do you want them to target?
Oh, so many needs across the board. I've got my eye on safety. I get the feeling, though, these guys aren't going to play the top of the market. They're going to play the middle to bottom of the market. So safety might be a Wednesday signing once things shake out a little bit. Wouldn't mind a new corner either. I think you're going to get the most opportunity for immediate returns in the Dan Quinn era on the defense. You got some guys who are maybe sneaky better than you think they are. You got some guys who haven't reached their potential, St. Juice, Jamin Davis, guys like that. I think that's where my eyes are in terms of can they make an immediate impact on defense, get a few games better there, buy the offense time to learn and grow and develop.
Anything stand out from a national standpoint today? Cousins, Wilkins, the top two free agents, both found homes. Kirk's in Atlanta, Christian Wilkins in Vegas at huge, huge dollar amounts.
Yeah, oh, no question. Vegas spending to win. The Al Davis way continues under Mark Davis there. I'm going to come back and circle the Eagles. The Eagles are a team that, was a disappointment last year, but, boy, you wouldn't know it by the way they spent today. They're spending like they're a team on the verge of another Super Bowl. I'd be very curious to watch them outspending the Cowboys. Got some Cowboys fans doing some hand-wringing out there. I'm sure you've heard from some of them. I also really like Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. I know I'm a day late on that take. I think it's a great opportunity for him and a great signing for the Steelers.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Take care, Grant.
You got it. I actually want to talk about that Russell Wilson move. Maybe we could do that next because we've got to go rapid fire, get you up to speed on all the big news of the day. I will let you know that while we were blitzing there, the Giants just lost their safety, Xavier McKinney, who is the number one graded free safety via PFF over the last 4 years in the National Football League, outstanding player in their secondary. He gets nearly $70 million to go to the Green Bay Packers to anchor the back end of their defensive backfield. So the Packers get McKinney and Josh Jacobs today, the two big moves that they've made in the NFC North. And with the progress Jordan Love made, Kirk Cousins leaving Minnesota, who is kind of the top contender to their throne before Detroit, the Bears are just kind of sitting this day out so far, still trying to find a dance partner with Justin Fields. They're going to draft Caleb Williams 1-1, but you wouldn't think that's a playoff-caliber team next year. I do like what the Vikings have done outside of losing Cousins today. They've signed two starters on the edge on their defensive line. They're going to lose Danielle Hunter, but they went and got Andrew Van Ginkle, the really long-haired dude from the Miami Dolphins who tormented Washington here at FedEx Field. They also went and got Jonathan Grenard from the Houston Texans, who had 12.5 sacks last year. So they'll have two new defensive ends. I would guess they'll bring in a tweener veteran quarterback, whether that's a Tannehill or maybe, a Sam Darnold type. And then they'll get ultra aggressive in the draft, maybe go get somebody. But the NFC North looks like it's Green Bay versus Detroit at the top going into the season. Minnesota a tier behind those squads. And then at the bottom, maybe Chicago, especially after the McKinney deal. The Giants have also added a veteran running back. We'll tell you who their new starting tailback is, replacing Saquon Barkley, who's going to Philadelphia to play with the Eagles in the division. We'll do that next on Grant and Danny. No Danny on Free Agency Day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seconds to go. Burrow is swamped back at the 18-yard line by Dorrance Armstrong.
From 47, and this one is blocked by Dorrance Armstrong.
Welcome back to G&D without Danny today. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. We'll see. Our guy does not have a voice right now. The New York Giants have added a new running back. Saquon Barkley left for the Eagles. They needed a starter. That is going to be Devin Singletary, it would appear. The average is 4.2 yards per carry, but almost 900 rushing yards last year in Houston. Singletary, the former Bill, rushing totals of 870, 819, 898 over the last 3 years. You heard the Dorrance Armstrong highlight. In case you're just jumping in the car or turning on the radio today, the Commanders have made two moves, one on both sides of the ball. They went and got Dorrance Armstrong, the 26-year-old defensive end from Dallas, to be their new starter on the edge defensively. And on offense, Tyler Biadasz, also from the Cowboys, their new starting center, also 26 years old. Armstrong entering year 7, Biadasz year 5. Both have spent their entire careers with the Cowboys. Armstrong last year, 7.5 sacks. The year before that, 8.5. Biadasz only allowed 3 penalties against, 3 flags thrown on him last season. Made his way to his first Pro Bowl 2 campaigns ago. Armstrong, who is a part-timer, never a starter, has not made a Pro Bowl. But despite playing just 42% of the time last year with those long arms, almost 35 inches long, was very well liked. Pro Football Talk had him 55th in their top 100 free agents list. Biadasz 88th. Let's spin you around the NFL and get you the latest from the day that has been, because what an incredible amount of moves already in the National Football League. I said at the start of the day, it's one of my favorite days of the year, and immediately everyone just kind of pounced on me and said, you got to be kidding me. Today's a nothing burger. It's boring. I'm sure. I'm so sure this isn't one of the great days to be a football fan with all of the movement. Let's begin. We'll go in order here, most recently to earlier in the day. Free agent safety Geno Stone is leaving the Ravens. He had 7 interceptions this past season. In Baltimore, he's going to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals have been quiet today. Their day began with T. Higgins, their top wide receiver outside of Ja'Marr Chase, saying he wants to be traded. Does anyone believe what we heard, by the way, that T. Higgins is suggesting? They have not had any negotiations on a long-term deal with him in Cincinnati since a year ago. How is that possible? He is set to hit free agency at the start of this season. They tagged him to avoid him becoming a free agent. They're paying him about $21.8 million. But he's saying they haven't had a single discussion since last March on a long-term deal. That's nuts to me. Antonio Gibson leaves Washington, goes to New England to sign with the Patriots. Elsewhere, this made no sense. Robert Hunt, an offensive guard with the Miami Dolphins, most famous for when he caught a pass, tried to dive into the end zone, got to the goal line. Remember, he got tackled and like upended right at the goal line. Play ended up coming back anyway. Signing with the Carolina Panthers for $20 million a year. It just seems like Carolina is always spending the dumbest money possible. Like they just have monopoly cash and they throw it around. Kirk Cousins kicking off the quarterback market today. 4 years, $180 million. Guaranteed about $100 million. Kirk's going to make $45 million each of the next 2 years, fully guaranteed. And then there's going to be another $10 million in the third year of his deal, guaranteed. So he's got at least 2 years in Atlanta as their starter. And then potentially they could get out of the deal if they wanted to before the third season. Pretty incredible contract for his agent, Mike McCartney, considering his client's going to be 36 years old this season, and he's coming off of a torn Achilles. One thing I find notable, the Falcons are traveling to the Vikings in Minnesota this year. They're also coming to Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field this year. So Cousins will be playing at both of the previous stadiums he once called home. Splash move in the NFC East. Saquon Barkley is going from New York to Philadelphia. The former Giant now with the Eagles. 3 years and almost $38 million. Deal could be worth almost $47 million. Guaranteed about $26 million. Here's what I don't get about this. Apparently, I saw a quote online that's been talked about. Tiki Barber was going off and said Saquon Barkley's dead to him. Like he's upset at him. He's angry. Why is this so personal to people? Like, even for Tiki, who's part of the family, there's probably a running back fraternity. I'd have to imagine he spent some time with Barkley. That's so silly to me. Grow up. And I like Tiki Barber. But come on, are you serious? This is a business, man. You're getting money. You're getting paid. You're setting your family and your, you know, your kids and their kids up forever. Like, you only get a couple bites at the apple. I'll never understand. Sometimes fans do this, and while it's ridiculous when they do it too, okay, whatever. You know, fan, short for fanatical. They take it personal. They had your jersey, whatever. A former player who's been in the business saying that Saquon Barkley's dead to him because he stayed in the division? Get out of here. When you look at Washington, the two guys they signed come over from the Cowboys with Dan Quinn, including the center Biotis, who allowed pressure on 4.8% of pass blocks last season, which was fourth best among centers with at least 300 pass blocks. Creed Humphrey, Kansas City. Josh Myers, Green Bay. Ryan Kelly, Indianapolis. And then Biotis, number four in the NFL in terms of his success rate as a pass blocker. We did talk to Calvin Watkins today, who covers the Dallas Cowboys in Texas, and he said that the Cowboys really had no plans at any point of bringing Biotis back. Other moves today. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins broke the bank with the Raiders. 4 years and $110 million, guaranteed about $85 million. He broke out as a pass rusher this year. Finally, had 9 sacks. First time he had more than 4.5 in any season. 2 years where he's at about 90 tackles. Very active up front. Very aggressive at splitting blockers, getting in lanes, getting upfield to blow plays up in the backfield. Hit the quarterback 23 times last season. That's just a massive contract. And good for the Raiders to bring in the best defensive player on the market. Antonio Pierce got to be doing cartwheels in their building today. But boy, oh boy, is that a lot of money for a dude. I know he's a D-tackle. He's not getting paid to have sacks. But it's Daron Payne-ish to me. It's like the one contract year where you get a lot of those pressures and hits on the quarterback. Underrated deal here for the Jaguars. 3 years, $39 million. Wide receiver Gabe Davis could be worth up to $50 million. Last year, 750 yards, 7 touchdowns in Buffalo. He had 800 yards, you go back 2 seasons ago. Every year, though, really good in the red zone. matchup problem the closer you get to the goal line. Big guy at 6'2", about 225, plays larger than that. Only 24 years old, 27 touchdowns in four seasons. Is at least seven scores in every single year he's been in the NFL. But what I like is that if you look at his usage in terms of routes run and targets, I think there's a lot of meat on the bone for the Jags. He was in Stephon Diggs' shadow. They would constantly involve their tight ends there. Josh Allen obviously takes off and runs a lot. But you have a more traditional situation with Trevor Lawrence as the starting quarterback in Jacksonville. They're trying to replace Calvin Ridley. I think Gabe Davis is really going to break out. One of the targets for Washington that didn't come to fruition, edge rusher Jonathan Greenard, signs with the Minnesota Vikings. In fact, they added two defensive ends to start today. Greenard got a mega four-year, $76 million deal, 12.5 sacks last season in Houston to get him paid. He did have 2 8-sack seasons in his career, so you can't quite call him a one-hit wonder. 26 years old, was ranked the 40th best pass rusher in win rate this season at his position, but he got a huge amount of money. You want to get paid as a rusher, just go get sacks. If the peripherals aren't as good, you can explain that away. Get yourself sacks, scoop them up, you'll get paid, and he did. $76 million, did well for himself. 18 mil per year, certainly higher paid than Dorrance Armstrong, who Washington went down a level to grab at the defensive end position. Speaking of Armstrong, the former Cowboy, his teammate last year, Tony Pollard, leaves Dallas as well. He's signing with the Tennessee Titans, 3-year deal worth about 24 mil overall. Pollard went back-to-back with 1,000-yard seasons, but his yards per carry as the number one guy last year really fell off. From about 5.5 to 5.2 yards per carry, down to just 4.0 this past season. Did catch the ball more, which was good to see. 55 catches in 2023. I don't like this deal for the Titans at all, though. They're giving him $8 million per over the next 3 years. The Titans faced the number three most loaded boxes last year. Now, a lot of that is teams obviously gearing up to stop Derrick Henry. That goes without saying. But it's not like you've got a great quarterback situation, Will Levis, or an awesome wide receiver position at this point. And because of that, you're going to face some stacked boxes. Pollard last year, just 3.6 yard per carry against eight-man fronts. That was number 31 among running backs. His success rate was 34%, 34th among running backs. So I'm not sure I love that fit in Tennessee. They're obviously going to spread teams out more. Brian Callahan is in. Mike Vrabel is out at the head coaching position. Busy day for the Packers. A couple of their longtime popular veterans leaving. Running back Aaron Jones informed today he's being cut. They've also released 32-year-old offensive tackle David Bakhtiari. After 11 seasons, two times a first-team All-Pro, three times a second-team All-Pro, Bakhtiari, really good player. This is the Aaron Rodgers BFF totes, right? Maybe he ends up with the Jets. Was on the books for $40 million. That was the freight this year, $40 million. So what do? Fourth highest paid tackle in the league. They saved $21 million by cutting him. They're eating $19 million in dead money. My guess is you put that post June 1, spread that out over a couple of seasons. They have been aggressive, though. We just told you about 15 minutes ago they signed Xavier McKinney, one of the best safeties in the league from the New York Giants. They also went and got a running back and former Raider Josh Jacobs today. So he will be calling Lambeau Field home. One of the weirdest moments of the day in free agency to this point, offensive tackle Deion Dawkins of the Bills tweeted out a goodbye to Buffalo. Basically said to all the fans he was leaving and he was looking forward to the next phase of his career. And everyone goes, that's weird. The Bills are cutting Deion Dawkins. He's awesome. He's made the Pro Bowl the last 3 years. 5 minutes later, he got an extension to be the fourth highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL. Adam Schefter reported it, so then it's like, wait a second. Schefter's saying he's getting a huge deal. Dawkins is saying he's getting cut. What's going on? Then Dawkins admitted he was just trolling everyone and making a big joke on social media of this day and of free agency and of us all caring about what's going on in football. So thanks, Deion. Everyone in D.C. is like, man, this would be nice for the Commanders. He's a free agent. Maybe Adam Peters is picking up the phone. He played for Bobby Johnson, don't you know? Offensive line coach here in D.C. Then he got cut. In our minds, he's available, except that he never was. Re-signed, big money, still in Buffalo. DeAndre Swift, former Eagle to the Bears, 3 years, $24 million. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne has agreed on a three-year deal to stay in New England. The 49ers reportedly moving on from Eric Armstead, who is going to be released because he won't take a pay cut. And linebacker Bobby Wagner is going to hit free agency, a career-high 183 tackles for the 12-year pro back in Seattle last season. Some of the news and notes from around the NFL. So the dust is settling on the first wave of free agency today. What should Washington do next? Let's get into that as we continue in moments on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now here's some news on the Commanders front on day one of the free agency period. Welcome back. G&D without D today on The Fan. Josina Anderson is reporting that the Commanders are one of a couple of teams that have made preliminary inquiries on running back Austin Ekeler. So a couple of things here. What does this mean, first of all? Let's tear apart all the reporter speak and get down to the nitty-gritty. The Commanders have called Austin Eckler's agent to see what he's going to cost. They've talked to the agent of Austin Ekeler. The Raiders have also done that, apparently, in the division. He's obviously been in L.A. his entire career. Former undrafted free agent who's become a superstar. I mean, a fantasy stalwart, number one fantasy pick for years. But I think it's fair to say, most of you will agree with me on this, his best days feel like they are behind him. He is 28 years old. He turns 29 this spring. This will be his age 29 season. Austin Ekeler this past year, for the first time since 2020, was sub 900 rushing yards. His carries were the lowest they've been since 2020 as well. For 2 years, he was a full-time starter, 2021, 2022, and he was very healthy. And he ran for 900 yards, but where he made his money, and the reason I really, really like Austin Ekeler, is he caught a lot of passes. Look at his catches. By year since 2019, 92, 54, 70, 107 in 2022, and then 51 catches last year. Now, Ekeler for a long time has been more fantasy stalwart than probably reality gem, but he led the league in touchdowns at the running back position in the two seasons prior to this past year. He had 20 combined touchdowns in 2021, and then 18 more in 2022 with the Chargers. There was a very, very horizontal passing game. Justin Herbert checking the ball down correctly. I mean, he should be throwing the ball to the running back. But they used him out wide, but it was a lot of kind of design screens, him out of the backfield running choice routes, getting him on wheel routes against linebackers. And it's the kind of thing I love. So I was just talking to the guys in studio here when we saw this, and it, without putting words in their mouth, Darius, Toby, it seemed like we're out on the idea of Eckler. They didn't really like that. And I get it because he's a 29-year-old running back. And if the idea is that you're going to pay him good money to come in here, well, I'm also out. I don't want anything to do with $8, $9 million a year for Austin Eckler. We agree. But if it doesn't cost that, if this is, you know, a 2 or 3 year deal where he's making $3.5 to $5 million or something like that a year, I could stomach this. Don't love that, but I could stomach it as he is the opposite of what they have. They have Brian Robinson, battering ram. They have Chris Rodriguez, human wrecking ball. Eckler, while a physical player, is listed 5'10 and 200 pounds. He's not 5'10, I would bet. He is shifty. He is more elusive. Doesn't have the wiggle that he once did. But I want a pass-catching third down back. And if they could get him in here to be their J.D. McKissic, to be a safety valve for a young quarterback, I'm intrigued. The money matters, but in a year where they're not going to spend all their cap anyway, where we know that they're going to have a bunch of money that they roll over as it is, should we really lose sleep over if Austin Eckler's cap number for a year or two is $1.5 or $2 million too high? Now, if I'm the GM, probably not a guy I'm signing, unless I can get him on the cheap. But I really think they need to get a shifty, fast, pass-catching back who can hold up in pass pro. I would love to do that in the draft. I'm a big, big fan of drafting running backs in the mid-rounds, not paying them, letting them walk. What they did with Gibson, and it's the same thing I would do, by the way, with Robinson, who I like more. The third round, it might even be later for me more often than not. Fourth, fifth round pick, who you give the football to and utilize on their rookie deal, say thanks when it's over, and then allow to walk. That is what I would do with the tailback position. It's what the league is doing. Look at all the guys that got tagged on 1 year last year that are now hitting the market. Among them, Jacobs, Barkley, today. I mean, they're all trying to find homes. Pollard in that bucket. But I almost feel like if I'm casting a film, Austin Eckler's the kind of guy that fits a role that I'm looking for pretty well. He's played a cop like 11 times, and I need a cop. Man, do I like the idea of a tailback who's caught a million passes. And yes, this past year, not on the same level. But what if we were to figure out a way where, because he's used less, because instead of 200 carries, which has basically been the average over the last three seasons, if it's, you know, half that, a little more than 100 carries, if it's 115 like he had back in 2020, and he averaged that year almost, you know, 4.7 yards per carry, if he's a 500-yard back, but you're slinging him the football like the Chargers did that year, and that's his primary way of helping you, and it's 60 catches. I have been longing for the pass-catching back since McKissic's days were done here. So let's open the phones on this rumor. And it's not really a rumor. It's a report. There's a difference. Josina Anderson says her sources are telling her, often this is an agent, Commanders, Raiders, two of the teams in on Austin Eckler. 800-636-1067 is the number. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. What type of interest would you have in Austin Eckler? And if it doesn't cost a lot, is that something that you think could work? Because he is so different from the guys on the roster. I think most of us agree if you got to pay him $7 or more million a year, that would be a waste of some of your assets. But I want to hear from you guys on that next. We're also checking in with Brad Spielberger of PFF on all of the money getting thrown around today, including what the Commanders have done, signing two former Cowboys on G&D on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.